This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Snap, play action, back to pass. Williams looks end zone, Drake Stoops!
Cansey masterpiece.
That's like what the Mavericks scored yesterday in the second quarter, a touchdown, and they went for two and got it.
They did. That they did. We'll get back around to the Mavericks in just a little bit after a crushing game one defeat against the Clippers.
Thank God they only count for one.
That's a good point.
So we should
it's not aggregate scoring.
Yeah, we should be down 0-2 in this series.
It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Oh, man, it's draft week, 24th pick. How many first-round picks are we going to get this year?
One?
I really do like the concept of playing just seven games and whatever the points are at the end of the series.
Well, then that third and fourth quarter ended up being huge for the Mavs.
Yeah, they would have not played. The Clippers would have played a little bit stronger in the second half. Very soccer-like, right? That's how soccer works, Champions League.
Yes.
Oh, you soccered us too good last time.
I don't know if that is the exact phrase, but something along those lines. What do you think about, speaking of phrasing, what do you think about Mike Tomlin setting up for the draft? He said,
take a quarterback, right?
Well, what
we only have Russell Wilson and Fields.
He said specifically, after free agency, they aren't, quote, overly thirsty to address any particular area.
That's why, dude. That's why he gets players to play for him.
He's the best.
He's connected. He's not a guy who's like, hey, I wear these khaki pants and this blue shirt all the time.
Black and gold, probably.
Yeah, probably so. He is connected to what his players are thinking.
They have four picks in the first three rounds,
We
too,
still so. Use thirsty, right?
What do you use it for?
Yeah, like I'm thirsty.
Like a thirsty Thursday for the G-Bag Nation?
Yeah.
Do you ever use it in another context?
Parched. Mm-hmm. I'm parched.
But any other context?
So one night I was at a Stars game, and there was a guy sitting two rows in front of me.
You look like you have a Stars hat on, by the way.
It does kind of look like it's a Bryan Adams baseball hat.
Or South Lake Carroll.
But he had his video camera out. This was before like our cell phones were really good at videos.
Yes.
So he had a video camera, and every time the Stars Ice Girls would come out, he would, like, zoom in on them.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
who did this?
This guy that was sitting in front of me at a Stars game one night. That would be thirsty,
that's
right?
Not good.
Like, that would be an example of being
thirsty. Yeah, that's...
They have shovels. They don't have cases of beer.
It's not good.
Yeah, Mike, he didn't want to drink any beer.
Are you kidding me? That's...
Adrian,
many people now go to games and wait for the concession person to walk their aisle rather than go up and get the item?
I could see
item?
That. Probably a pretty decent amount.
Probably. All right, what's the next football nugget?
Okay. Let's go from that to...
Did you want more thirsty talk?
No,
is that what you're asking?
No,
you're saying the Steelers aren't thirsty for any positions.
No,
they
I
can draft all of them.
I started to think about another hockey story and
they
whether
need their
or not
thirst
I should
aid.
Tell it.
Don't
and
tell it.
I decided not
this
to.
This is football.
Hey, let's talk about Caleb Williams.
First pick. I'm guessing it right now. I'm getting the cheddar balls. The macaroni and cheese, fried cheese thing.
At Pluckers,
that's
yes.
That's good, yeah.
This is... I need to make a bet on this, right? I need to bet all my money. It's as much of a lock as Mayweather McGregor.
How much money do you have?
Ooh, liquid? He does live in Plano.
Yeah.
$4,000.
$4,000?
That's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like liquid.
You can bet all $4,000 of that on Caleb Williams being the first pick, and I think you'll get back about $40.
All right.
In profit.
$400,000.
Then $4,000 in profit.
That's
what a waste of time.
Wow. $4,000 is a lot of money.
For
$400,000.
Can you imagine?
Not, yeah.
Thursday afternoon. I don't even know. The draft's in Detroit. The reason I know that is we drove by and I was like, oh my gosh, Detroit really supports all these other football teams really well with all these signs. And then they drove past Lions Stadium, Ford Stadium Field, and it said draft these dates. And I was like, oh, they're hosting it here. Good for them. And then I just thought to myself, what are the Rangers going to do?
In the draft?
So the point was,
I moved forward. Then we got to Tiger Stadium, where they call it Comerica Stadium Park.
Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah. If he slips, I know where I was going.
Uh-huh.
If, like, Caleb Williams slips or he finds a prostitute Wednesday night, but it's a cop.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And that's happened. Ask that Robinson guy for the Atlanta Falcons.
Is that Eugene Robinson?
Yeah. Like, let me ask you this. If you have the number one pick, you're the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
The number one pick accidentally gets a prostitute that's a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still draft him number one 12 to 24 hours later?
Yeah. He's the number one pick.
I think so.
Yeah.
He does a line of coke and gets caught buying the coke from a cop.
Video?
Didn't
you think he was going to say from the prostitute? I thought for sure he was going to say he bought the coke.
I'm seeing what line this would be that Caleb Williams doesn't go number one.
I think I'm gonna try to trade out.
Do you think teams would be really giving you a lot?
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Coked out on the draft night.
In this instance, somebody still drafted him.
So he's going number one no matter what.
Somebody still drafted him.
I think you're right.
If you don't take him one, somebody's taking him two.
And here's why. He has big goals, Mike. Do you think, this is going to be a tough question, will Caleb Williams reach these goals? His two goals are, A, to spend his entire career with the Bears, and B, try to match or surpass Tom Brady's Super Bowl record.
The second one will never happen. The first one has a more of a possibility, but still small because, I'm going to be honest, I can't even tell you the last quarterback the Bears had that stayed with their team for their franchise.
Even
the great Jim McMahon had to move on.
Yeah, he did.
He wasn't great. But I don't know. Maybe Rex Grossman was only there, and all 31 other teams said no after it was over there. But
Jay Cutler was traded.
He went to Denver, right?
Well, he was traded from Denver to them. But he was there from 10 to 15.
And then married Beverly Hills girl.
Yeah, dude, there's no history.
Divorce?
There's zero history there, man.
It's
Jim Harbaugh.
He played for other teams, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is the bust potential of Caleb Williams? Because Bleacher Report kind of put together like bust potential percentages for all of the potential first-round quarterbacks.
This isn't fair to you, but I'm going to throw this out. What does bust mean to you? Like, I think everybody has a different definition because people would say right now Trevor Lawrence is a bust.
Yeah, I would say Jackson Holliday right now is a bust. Wyatt Langford is working his way through the league.
But
multiple playoff
people will tell
wins,
me that
multiple
Andrew
Bowls.
Luck was a bust.
Ooh, that.
I will say, oh man, that's interesting.
You're the number one pick.
Andrew Luck did not live up to the hype.
I agree with that.
Was Drew Bledsoe a bust?
He didn't win a Super
His first
Bowl,
team that he got drafted by in this fourth
didn't
year.
Didn't he?
His fourth year, he went to the Super Bowl with that team. That was literally the worst team. They didn't trade to number
and
one.
Then he got Tom Brady to the Super Bowl, but we pretend that Brady somehow deserves all that credit.
So I don't.
Multiple Pro Bowls, multiple playoff wins, multiple double-digit win seasons. Which even that's probably going to be too soft of a standard for some folks.
I will say there's a 25% chance he's a bust.
Bleacher Report put Caleb Williams at only 10%. Michael Penix Jr., 65% they think is likelihood he's going to be a bust. Bo Nix, 75% likelihood of being a bust. J.J. McCarthy, 51% being a bust. Drake May, only 33%.
But J.J. McCarthy thing's really funny to me because
if you finish off
those 33%,
yeah, if you finish off those three,
for Drake May,
if you put backwards threes on top of those threes, then you get the percentage.
88.
He's trying to say okay. I thought you were trying to say 99. That makes more sense. I'm dumb.
It's in because you said only 33 on the guy that you're expecting go number two is a pretty big number.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the J.J. McCarthy, you said 51. Which is exactly how most of the country feels about J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. It's split.
Yeah.
It is. I gotta
just
vote for somebody.
Just tell me what Mac Jones' bust factor was when he got drafted from Alabama. And that
you
should
think
be
it'll
the
match
same.
It. Jane Daniels, by the way, 20% bust likelihood per Bleacher Report.
I think it should be higher for Caleb and Drake May, and this isn't fair to them, but because it's the Bears and the Washingtons, I think that your percentage has to go up 15% because of the organization drafting you. Now, maybe Washington's different now, new ownership and everything, but those teams have proven for three decades that they will screw you up tremendously if you get drafted as their quarterback.
Since we were talking earlier about the prospect of putting a lot of money to not win much money, y'all's favorite, LeSean McCoy, he also bet on the Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney fight. He put down $250,000 to win $25,000. He bet on Devin Haney, who is a minus 1,000. Devin Haney, of course, lost that fight.
Oh, wow.
So Shady can say goodbye to that $250,000. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, puck around and find out. Stars beginning the playoffs, and how many top 50 players in the playoffs do they have? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.